Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. You can email us, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So in case you're just not joining us, we were talking about the subscription model. Why do businesses want you to sign up for a subscription? Got to get a subscription. Got to get a subscription. Because it creates an extra step for you to leave. And they don't want you to leave. They want you to stay. So subscribe and save, right? Subscribe. It's a very common thing. Everyone wins. You get to stay. You save money. That's how it usually works. That's how it works. You want a built-in customer base, and you want your built-in customer base to be as large as possible because then you only have to fill in the gaps. So, you know, let's say we have no quotas here and the show's great. I can't believe what the show's doing. So don't worry about me. But let's say we needed, pick a number. 100,000 downloads a day. That's what we wanted. 100,000 downloads a day. Let's say that was a goal for somebody. But we only had 50,000 subscribers. Well, that sucks because then we got to go chase down, advertise, try to find a way to create 50,000 new ones every day to get to our quota. But what if we end up with 80, 90,000 subscribers? Well, now, that ain't bad. Go chase down 10,000 new ones a day. Boom, you met your quota. You're good to go. The military's missing recruiting marks. And I'm about to tell you why. The military is missing recruiting marks severely because the subscription model has failed and people are unsubscribing. So who are these subscribers? They're traditional military families. That is your recruiting crisis. And it's getting you at both ends. Both ends. Here's what's happening. The GWAT veterans, the Global War on Terror veterans who are in. They don't want to go to another class about how evil white people are. They watched what happened in Afghanistan. They watched no accountability, no leaders held accountable. They watched the military lie about it. They watched the vaccine mandate. So these uber patriotic, hardcore dudes and women have watched their service be spit back in their face. And now they're getting out. We needed them to stay in. Remember, retention is as important as recruitment. I need this 12-year gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps. He's been in for 12 years. He's been all over the place. This school and that school and this post and that post. And in his mind, he has a wealth of institutional knowledge. Our first sergeant, you know, I'm going to say his name because whatever, I love the freaking guy, and he's awesome. Devaney was his name, and he ended up being a sergeant major. He was this beast. But when he showed up at our company, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, Alpha Company, he brought so much knowledge with him because of all the crazy stuff he'd done. He made the entire company better, like that. One dude shows up, new training program, new this. Dude, we were doing crap I never thought I'd do in the Marines. Why? Institutional knowledge showed up. Now, what if instead of coming over to 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, Alpha Company, what if he had to sit through one too many
Why are you gay
classes? And instead he says, sorry, I'm out. Well, it's not just that you lose a guy. On paper, he's just a guy. He's he's a senior staff NCO. Okay, but he's still a guy. He's a name. He's a warm body, whatever. It's Social Security number. You lost so much more than one guy. He took all that institutional knowledge he'd been building forever. that would have been passed on and then passed on from him and then passed on from him, and he left with it. You didn't lose a guy. You lost 10,000 men when you consider all the training and the training they would train others and trained here. You lost 10,000 men that day. Gone. Never see him again. And you lost his children. And I'm not speaking for him. I'm not saying that specifically, but that guy... That guy who's been to all the schools, that officer, colonel, that he's been to all the schools. He knows all the leadership. He's done this. He's done that. You not only lost him. Remember, he served and his father served and his father before him and his uncle and his great uncles. One of these guys, they are the subscription model. They just kind of sign up because that's what the family's always done. That's your subscriber. The traditional military family, where it's just kind of assumed that Junior is going to join a branch out of high school. It's just a matter of whether or not he likes girls if he decides the Marine Corps or not. What, Chris? It's fine. But the GWAT veteran is now telling his children not to join. What's happening is so much worse than just what's happening now. Because what's happening is American citizens are best. They're unsubscribing. It's bad. And that's a problem. All right. Emails, finally. Jesse, please sing the praises of the Cuban sandwich. All right. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And then the backlash is what it is. And when I say backlash, I'm going to say it like this. Cuban people have terrible tempers, absolutely terrible tempers. And everyone knows that I'm a Cuban freak, like a fan. I mean, I'm just a fan. I've always gotten along with them. They're always anti-communists. Their music's fun. Their coffee is the best in the world. Sorry, it just is. It's best I've ever had. But terrible tempers. Every Cuban friend, male friend of mine, he's gotten me in a fight. I think every single one of them has gotten me in a fight with something that he undoubtedly started. Somebody gave him the side eye or something, and boom, it's on. Now we're both waking up the next day with our lips hanging off. That's why. So I know these Cubans are going to pour the hatred on me when I say this. The Cuban sandwich is good. It is good. It's not great. It's not at all what you make it. It's a ham sandwich with mustard. Let's slow down. Okay, you didn't reinvent the wheel here. It's a toasted ham sandwich with mustard. And I understand I'm going to have every Cuban in Miami is typing up an email to me right now telling me how I have to get down to Little Havana and I've got this spot here and this spot here. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to print all those emails and go to every one of those places the next time I'm in Miami. So I do appreciate the suggestions, but it's not that great. See, you made my point for me there, Chris. Chris said, at least it's toasted. So I'm going to say something else as long as I made all the Cubans in this country mad. And I'm going to lay it down right here. You know that nobody likes cold sandwiches, right? Everyone has accepted that now since I've told the country. No one likes cold sandwiches. Nobody does. People lie to themselves. No one has ever bitten into a hot, toasted, melty sandwich and said, wow, that would be so much better if it was cold. It's never happened. Why? Because toasted is better. Melty is better. But toasting a sandwich is also a superpower, you see. This is something white trash people instinctively know. If me, white trash Jesse, if I'm at the house, I'm 13, no one's home and I'm hungry, and let's say we've got some wheat bread and some Spam. Well, I mean, Spam may not be the most delicious thing in the world fresh out of the can. Little slice. Little fry, maybe even grab some American cheese, drop a slice of that on there, drop it on a toasted bread. You don't even have to have buns. Toasted wheat bread, you're eating like a Greek god. So that brings me back to the Cuban sandwich. If it wasn't toasted, it wouldn't even be edible. Wouldn't it be edible? It's good because it's toasted. Even the Cubans who were trying to come up with this unique cuisine that would blow us all away, even the Cubans looked at that sandwich. You know what happened? I bet you this happened. I bet you they took a bite of it too. I bet you they put some mustard and some ham on it, on a bun, on some bread, and I bet you they took one bite of it and said, "This sucks. We can't be known for this. This is awful."
Buenas tardes.
And that's when they said, "You know what we need? Honey, bring the toaster." And they figured out, toast it, melt it, lie to everyone and act like it's special, and you're off scot-free. That's what happened, Chris. Don't shake your head. Now, let's talk about something else real quick before we get back to the emails. I want to talk to the commies burning down the country. And some good news out of the GOP, I think, before we get to that. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about that Cuban sandwich. Let's talk about you getting real nutrition. You're not getting it from a Cuban sandwich. You need to get some chalk in your life for whatever you're looking for. Natural herbal supplements need to be part of all of us. Ladies, it's not just the male vitality stack at Chalk. They have female vitality stacks for you. They have Chalk Lit Powder for you workout freaks. They have, well, Chad Mode for the workout freaks too. Want to start your day off with vitamins and minerals? Chocolate Mode. You want to start your workout off with natural caffeines? Chad Mode. CHOQ.com. And here's the deal. Just like we were just talking about, save money by subscribing. And they give you whatever discount you get when you subscribe for the lifetime of the subscriptions. And unlike most other places, they don't harass you when you cancel. You just unsubscribe and cancel, but save money. Don't pay full price. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Some UFC professor canceled the final and told the students to go out protesting. Let's chat about that next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and what a Monday it has been. Remember, miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on IR, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Okay, so let's have a very brief talk here before I get back to some more emails. I'm way behind about communists and why do they think like they think? Why do they talk like they talk? USC professor canceled the final. Her final exams, she canceled them, and she told the class to go out and do all this pro-Gaza, kill all the Jews stuff, and finishes it off with a quote that says, "Beep it," she used the F word, and said, "Free Palestine." And then I saw Jamal Bowman on the news this weekend. Remember, he's that nutball, dirty commie from New York. He's going to lose in his primary either this time or very soon, but for now, he's a congressman, and he's out there saying stuff like this.
Should the United States bring in people from Gaza?
Well, we are a land of immigrants, and we are a land of asylum seekers. Anyone escaping persecution and oppression and violence, the United States has always been an open home to those people. So
I would have paused because I'm gonna let him start again at the beginning, but I want to make sure we're listening with the right ear here. Remember, communists are lying at all times. And I'm not saying that to take a shot at them. It's an evil, demonic religion of destruction that makes everyone miserable and kills everybody. That's a very difficult sell. They know that. So they're lying at all times. Every single word they use is carefully selected to deceive. And it's carefully selected to deceive in a way that hides what they really want and that uses your values against you. That's why they choose the words they use, to deceive, to hide what they want, and to use your values against you. That's the way they talk. That's why they talk the way they talk. And what Jamal Bowman here did, he did the greatest example of this in the world. What's he talking about here? Listen to what he says. I'll let him start again. Listen to him. Listen as he describes, well, you want to be nice, right?
Should the United States bring in people from Gaza?
Well, we are a land of immigrants, and we are a
lie. I'll let him keep going.
A land of asylum seekers.
lie. I'll let him keep going.
Anyone escaping persecution.
Most of these people are not escaping persecution.
And oppression and violence. The United States has always been an open home to those people.
Now, what does Jamal Bowman really want? Jamal Bowman has been educated, I'm guessing, from the earliest years of his life. But Jamal Bowman has been taught since he was a little boy, most likely, to hate this country. The influences in Jamal Bowman's life, whatever they may have been, educators, adults, parents, aunts, uncles, pastors, I don't know. But the people in Jamal Bowman's life taught him from a very early age that this country is awful. This country is evil. This country needs to burn for its racism. That's how Jamal Bowman thinks. But the people who taught him to hate the country also taught him this. The American people are not going to be receptive of you getting up in front of them and telling them their country is rotted filth and you want to light it on fire. They're not going to accept that. So, Jamal, you have to learn how to talk in a different way. How would you do that? But how can I burn down a country while sounding nice? Well, it's really easy. Illegal immigration is the ultimate tool for that. Simply act like you're the nice guy for allowing every illegal immigrant horde to pour in across this country and rot the place. You have to act like you're just doing the nice thing. You're just doing the right thing. Act like anyone who opposes you is somehow hateful or evil or racist or whatever the case may be. You then get to flood America with rapists and murderers. You get to destroy the education system, the healthcare system, blow up the budget, completely wreck poor communities and in the middle class, and you get to do it all looking like the nice guy. When Jamal Bowman goes to sleep and when Jamal Bowman wakes up again in the morning, he thinks about burning down America. Then he knows he has to adjust how he speaks about it because he knows he needs to try to speak to Norm and Norma. Not you. I'm not worried about you. This would never work on you. But Norm and Norma, when they sit at home and they hear sound bites like this, even if they don't totally agree, what they don't see is a barbarian trying to roast their country to ash. They don't see that. That's why they talk the way they talk.
Should the United States bring in people from Gaza?
Well, we are a land of immigrants, and we are a land of asylum seekers. Anyone escaping persecution and oppression and violence, the United States has always been an open home to those people. So whether they're coming from Palestine, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti, they're coming here to contribute to our economy, which 99.9% of them are. We've always been a place to open our doors to immigrants coming here. So, yeah, fully support that. And also,
I do just want to point out that one little bit at the end. 99.9% of them are. They love their fake statistics. They repeat their fake statistics over and over and over again. And they do this because it's effective. All right? All right. Just remember that USC professor, kill them all. The most important thing to do is protest. She thinks exactly like Jamal Bowman. He just uses the language of the norm. Now, speaking of military matters, Biden said something that's not going over well. Get to some more emails and how truly evil the media is. In fact, I'll lead with that. But first, we're going to talk about our dogs. Let's talk about keeping our dogs alive and healthy. Friend of mine just lost his over the weekend. That was particularly awful. Actually, I think it was Thursday or Friday of last week. It was awful. And guess what we sent him? By my life. 10 bags of Rough Greens is what we sent him. They're huge dog people. Rough Greens was wonderful enough to help us out. And look, our dogs are going to die one day and it's awful. But we want to make sure that day is as far away as possible. We have to give them real nutrition or that day is going to get here sooner than it should. There's no nutrition in dog food, so pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's just an all-natural nutritional supplement with everything your dog needs to stay alive and stay healthy. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. I hope you enjoyed that earlier. Now, let's talk really quickly about how truly evil the American media is. Remember when I did that thing on Friday? I'm going to do it again. I might keep doing this, Chris, just because it's so brilliant. It is. What, Chris? I did that thing on Friday where I described this story. And I said, I got in my car this morning on the way to work. And I backed out of the driveway and I wasn't looking and I drove right over some old man and he was laying there in the street and he was dying. I parked my car and I got out and I gave him CPR and I saved his life. And I could tell that story three ways. I could tell you I woke up this morning and I backed out of my driveway and I mowed down some old man. Or I could tell you the story that I woke up this morning and some old man was dying in the street and I ran out there and saved his life. Or I could tell you the whole story. Backed out, drove over him, saved his life. Well, I should have clarified that it's kind of evil to tell that story either one of the first two ways, isn't it? Isn't it intentionally deceptive to tell that story the first way? I drove over him. They didn't say you saved him. Isn't it intentionally evil and deceptive to say I saved his life and leave out the part where you drove over him? Understand that the American media, they are not biased. It's not the liberal media. They are evil. They are the enemy of all that is good and right in this country. And these dirty communists who work in the media, they wake up every single day and they go to work with the intention of wrecking this place. They really do. You want an example? Here's a story for you. So there were four teenagers in Florida between the ages of 14 and 16. They died. How did they die? There was a big police chase. Apparently, they were driving 111 miles an hour, and the cops did some pit maneuver trying to stop the car, flip the car, rolls the car. They all three die. Okay. The, quote, teens in ski masks in a stolen vehicle wearing ankle monitors. Okay, so you understand what's going on here. Ski mask, all four of them, ankle monitors, at least a couple of them, in a stolen vehicle. This is from the Daily Mail. And this is what I mean when I say it's not biased. It's not liberal. It's not left. It really is an evil force, and I don't know how to fix it. Do you want to hear? This is verbatim. I'll read verbatim the story I just read you. Four teenagers, including high school football star aged 14 to 16, are killed in horror crash after cop cruiser used pit maneuver to stop them speeding at 111 miles per hour as horrifying photos show their mangled wreckage. That's not biased. That's not liberal. That's not leans left. That's something you write when you are trying to start a race war in this country. That's something, you write that down. You take that story and then act like it was a football team just leaving football practice on the way to church and they were driving a little too fast when some evil cop came and murdered them. You write that description of that story when you are an evil liar. Whoever wrote that should be arrested. They really should be. That should come with an arrest warrant to deceive the public that intentionally. That's how evil these daggone people are. Ah, Lee. And this is, you know, these are some emails. Jesse, I love the show. As a disabled adult, food prices keep going up. I wonder if we're able to be able to afford food in the coming years. Can you feed the bar for me? Food? Are you seriously? You're a disabled adult and you're worried about feeding yourself? I'm sorry. Maybe you haven't heard we have bigger fish to fry than you and your food.
Well, I'm going to try to help explain to the American people that defeating the Russians in Ukraine is the single most important event going on in the world right now.
Food. I don't know if you've heard, there are anti-Semitic protests going on at Columbia. I don't want to hear about you being able to afford. You want to eat? I'm sorry. You want to eat? And by the way, I don't know why you wouldn't be able to eat. Things are going pretty well.
Since President Biden came into office, food prices, for example, are up 21%, and the average hourly wages are down 2.5%. That's from January of 2021. So now we're seeing inflation go up again and GDP slowing. So is this the start of stagflation?
No. When you look at incomes are growing faster than inflation. And when you look at food costs, those have also stabilized. And what we know to be true is that input costs are coming down. And one of the things the president's called on companies to do is to pass those cost decrease.
Not worried about your food. Everything's great. Ukraine needs money. Shut up and pay your taxes. Anyway, yeah, it is going to get more expensive. I saw this one. Planned Parenthood took $1.8 billion in taxpayer money in 3 years. Well, that can't be right. Hey, Chris, I hate to do this for you on the spot. I know we're live here. Would you do me a favor and look up, because this is a headline from the New York Post. Would you look up if that's true? I don't know how we could possibly have given Planned Parenthood $1.8 billion in taxpayer money in the last 3 years when the GOP defunded it. The GOP did defund Planned Parenthood, right? Because I could pull up my phone if you'd like. I have emails from virtually every congressman, every senator, everyone running for president for probably 10 years worth of emails I have on my phone that says very clearly that they're going to defund Planned Parenthood when we elect them. So I don't know how we could ever have given them $1.8 billion when the GOP, surely they followed through on their promise, right? They weren't just campaigning to use you for your votes. They really followed up on that, didn't they? Must be a misprint, I guess. Connoisseur of construction. Oh, here we go. I forgot about this one. This guy's mad at me and he has every right to be. I was just listening to your Friday show and I wanted to let you know that you are literally, he did that on purpose, Chris. You literally just committed one of my biggest pet peeves. You were talking about commie professors of economics getting slammed to the ground during a protest, and you mentioned you didn't feel sorry for her getting her face slammed into the cement. Cement is not what her face slammed into. It was concrete. Cement is literally an ingredient in concrete. I thought a wise, balding oracle with construction background would know this. I love the show. Keep changing people's lives.
We're changing people's lives.
And his name is Dorian. You're right. Okay, you know what? That's fair. That's fair. I need to work on my language the way you need to work on your language. It wasn't cement. It was concrete, all right? And I have an update on the professor. We got extra audio later on that night. The sense of entitlement when you spend too much time in commie university world, it really is wild to me. This woman, as she's being handcuffed and let off, she's being asked what she did. And remember, the cop was arresting someone and she ran up and hit him in the head. Listen to her. Here's a little follow up on that from Friday.
Impulsively hit him on the head very lightly to get his attention.
and they grabbed me, threw me to the ground, and arrested me. And they are now manhandling me without any kind of due process. They are manhandling me, and I'm refusing to call my husband or anybody else to help me.
Someone married that woman, and it was a dude. A dude married that woman. No, Chris, he's got to be straight. No, he's got to be straight. You know, maybe not. What kind of a dude would sign up for that kind of suffering? Why would you do that? It would be like volunteering to be crucified. What, Chris? Is she a ginger? No, I don't think. I got brunette vibes from her. There's nothing wrong with her. She didn't appear disabled. I don't think she's a ginger. Anyway, we have one more segment. We're going to get to headlines I didn't get to here in just a couple minutes. We have to do some other things before we get to that. Let's get to this. Let's save a life. I got email after email after email I get. I got this one. Jesse, yesterday we just had our first ultrasound to see our third little miracle. It may not be more than 10 weeks old, but I'm happy to say I'm a proud dad of three. Yes, you are, brother. I never thought we'd be able to have one kid due to my wife's health conditions, but we've been blessed. Listening to your Wednesday show just now about abortion not only made me sick but sad. The joy my two kids have brought me makes these 65-hour work weeks worth it. Yes, it does. Money is tight, but I just donated $28 to preborn so that someone else may feel the joy of seeing that little one like I did for the first time yesterday. Donating to preborn, as Grandma Vodka might say, is tic-tac-toe, a winner.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe, a winner, a winner.
Do you want to be a winner? Donate $28 to preborn, please. Preborn. They're out there saving lives, legitimately, every day, giving these women free ultrasounds and saving lives. That's what that $28 does. It saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. I saw this, that Californians, this is from Postmillennial, overwhelmingly demand a return to common sense crime policies. And I just have to say, be serious. You can't go vote Democrat every single time and then think you're going to get crime enforcement. That's not how it works. And I know there's a referendum, Proposition 47 out there, and I'm sure it'll probably pass, but that's not going to do you any good if you keep voting Democrat every single time. People still do not understand what is happening and what has happened to the Democrat Party in this country. And this is coming from me. I'm not telling anyone to love the GOP, which generally sucks. Democrats are America-hating communists now. If you elect Democrats in your community will burn. If you elect Democrats in your state will burn. And if you elect Democrats to run your national government will burn because communists burn things. You cannot elect a different kind of Democrat, a more reasonable kind of Democrat. You can't elect a Democrat and then just kind of vote for a proposition. Okay, I want to elect Democrats because I'm a good person, but I want crime enforced. That's not how that works. If you vote Democrat, you are voting for destruction. And now, with all the information that is available to us, if you vote Democrat, you deserve the destruction. If you vote Democrat in Los Angeles and you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you deserve to get robbed. You do. You're voting for the policies. That's what you're voting for.
You deserve it. So stop deserving it. Stop being an idiot. Stop voting Democrat for social acceptance or because you're some kind of a nutball, and start waking up to what the party actually stands for. These people, all the authors of our destruction, they're all out there now acting as if they didn't write the book. This is that same NYU professor, Scott Galloway. I saw him on the news. This dude was Black Lives Matter this and America sucks that. This dude was COVID lockdowns. Vaccinate them. Throw the unvaccinated in quarantine camps. Shut down the schools. And now he's out there today saying stuff like this.
We have a cohort of young people who aren't having sex. They aren't getting together. They're more obese. They're more anxious. They're more depressed. 55% of people our age are extremely proud to be American. 18% of people under the age of 25 are extremely proud to be American. What happens when you don't have the guardrails of a relationship? And this is what happens to young.
What happens is a bunch of losers like NYU professor Scott Galloway pour anti-American poison like Black Lives Matter into their eyes and ears, and they grow up and they decide they don't like this place very much. And when it comes to they're anxious, they're fat, oh, you mean it wasn't healthy for an entire generation of children to tell them that a chest cold is going to kill them, to tell them don't go to school, don't go to sports, go sit on your fat butt at home and stuff Doritos down your face for 2 years. Now you're fat, now you have no friends, now you have no social environment whatsoever, you're miserable, and now Scott Galloway can't figure out what happened. What happened is you, you goober. All the authors of our destruction are acting like they didn't write the book. Unbelievable, man. At least me, anytime I had to spend at home, which wasn't much because we got to work the whole time, didn't have to stay home. At least it did mean more time in my MyPillow sandals, though. I will say that. That was maybe the only beneficial part of COVID. Every minute you can spend of your day in MyPillow sandals makes your day better. In fact, Chris, Michael, sorry. I believe I'm going to start wearing that more and more into the studio here. Why not? No one ever sees my feet. I should be able to wear my MyPillow sandals if I want. Well, I don't care if you guys do. That's not my problem. The cleaning ladies don't even speak English. It's no big deal. Anyway, MyPillow.com, they have a $25 extravaganza sale, and the MyPillow sandals are, you guessed it, $25. Go, MyPillow.com, radio listeners special square, and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Ford loses $1.3 billion on electric vehicles in the first quarter of 2024. It is, again, just a bunch of money that got blood sucked out of you, handed out to all these companies. They laid all these poor workers off. Now the electric vehicles go belly up. This stuff is just, man, it's bad. Philadelphia-based Republic First Bank collapses in the first bank failure of 2024. Let us hope it is the last bank failure of 2024, because that's not good. Presidential brother Jim Biden in cahoots with Qatari officials for fundraising and loan backing. I heard in one of these emails, he signed himself as Joe's brother. Yeah, sure. Joe was hardly involved. College protesters want amnesty at stake. Tuition, legal charges, grades, and graduation. I am just having so much fun watching these evil communist universities have to deal with the evil little communists they've raised and nurtured. I'm the only one not rooting for anybody here. I just think all of this is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Bring me chaos on the university campuses. They deserve it. The far right's campaign to explode the population. That's right. According to Politico, it's a right-wing conspiracy theory that you want to start a family and, have babies. This is why in the end we will win. Remember that. Texas inspections, again, snarl? I didn't know that was a word. That's a weird, it should be snare. It says snarl, Chris, whatever. Texas inspections, again, snarl truck traffic at the Mexican border. What's happening is we don't have enough ports at our border. We have too many illegals, but not enough ports, not enough ways for vehicles to get through. So whenever we start cracking down more on it, it actually wrecks commerce. It's just everything we've done is wrong. Everything, no wall, but not enough ports of entry, too many illegals. Essentially, whatever you can do wrong when it comes to illegal immigration, that's what we've done here in the United States of America. All right, we will be back. We will do it again, and we'll do it right. All right? I hope you had a good time. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.